watermelon and cantaloupe. And on the market we can buy honeydew and we can buy Persian melons. And
a Persian melon is different from a honeydew melon.
It's a much larger, more fragile meat than the melon. It's a larger melon with more fragile meat than the honeydew.
I see.
It's a sweeter melon.
And have you ever heard ever heard a cantaloupe called anything else?
A musk melon, and I think there is some difference, but I don't know what it is.
Have you ever heard a cantaloupe called a nutmeg?
No, now nutmeg is something entirely different to me.
That's a spice, isn't it?
Yes.
No, Mrs. Love said that that's a nickname for a cantaloupe. They call it a nutmeg.
I didn't know
it. I've never heard that. When you talk about, do you distinguish among different varieties of watermelon?
The farmers
do. I don't.
All right. You wouldn't distinguish one with a light green skin from a dark green skin or with a stripe?
No.
They're all just watermelon. These things look like little umbrellas. And they grow close to the ground. It's a kind of fungus, I guess.
Oh, mushrooms. Toadstools.
Yeah. The poisonous ones are.
Toadstools.
All right. He had something stuck in his throat. He couldn't
swallow.
And two things people smoke are
cigarettes, cigars.
And if you didn't owe anything to anyone, you might say, "I
am free of debt."
Or to anyone, you might say,
"I am not beholden to anyone."
Would you use that?
No.
And if someone asks you, what would you probably say? Seriously, rather than beholden, you'd probably say,
"I owe no one."
All right. And someone asks you if you're able to do something,
and you say, "Yes, I."
"Yes, I am."
"I
am able."
Can you do that?
You say, "Yes, I."
"Yes, I can."
"No, I."
"No, I can't."
All right. And if the person's tired, he says, "I'm really tired because I what all day?
I worked hard all day."
All right. And by the time a person died, that was very ill, and they called an ambulance. And by the time the ambulance arrived, he was
dead.
All right. Would you use something like "already there"?
If you did, I think you'd be more likely to say he was already gone because you didn't want to use the word dead.
Okay. And if someone,
a child, isn't very careful, you might say he what to be careful.
He should be careful.
If you're warning a child not to go across the street, you might say, "You go across the street."
You don't go across the street.
Did you ever use "dast" or "dasn't" or "daren't"?
No.
Okay. And if a child doesn't know something, and you're really surprised, say, "Why, you to know that?"
You ought to know that.
And do you ever use "hadn't ought"?
No.
In any situation.
No.
All right. If someone asks if you will do something, you say, "No, I do it.
You can say, "No, I won't," or if you really want to make it very clear, you say, "No, I will not."
Okay. And if a person, if you get a flat tire and you have to get out and change it yourself, and someone's just standing there watching, and you say to the person, "Well, you have helped me,
you should have helped me. You could have helped me."
Yeah.
Why didn't you
help me? Oh, yeah. Or might. You might have.
You might have helped me.
Yeah. And if someone asks you if you're going to be able to do something and you're not really sure, but you say, "Well, I might do it."
Possibly I could, but I'll have to check. I'm not sure yet what's on our calendar.
Would you ever use "might could"? "I might could do it"? If you were going to say, just "I might do it."
"I might," or "I might be able to."
Mm-hmm. But not "might could." Does "might could" sound foreign or strange to you?
It sounds